Suzuki Hadanobu, calendar print from Meiwa II and a Metate of Emperors Xuanzong and Yang Guifei. Again, here is Matthew Welch.
And this print, in my mind, really suggests something of the elan of the floating world by the time it was produced in the late 18th century. And that we have two lovers playing the same flute, and it suggests not only this kind of sweet love affair between these two people, but also it's a reference to classical China, in that the young man here is meant to represent the 8th century Chinese emperor Xuanzang, and the woman is meant to represent his consort Yang Guifei. And even today, if you ask the Chinese who the most beautiful woman in Chinese history is, they'll immediately say Yang Guifei. So this is a reference to a moment of disharmony between the emperor and his consort, where she played his brother's flute, which was a kind of breach of etiquette. And so he banished her, and then he immediately felt heartsick that she was gone and invited her back. And so this is sort of an image of their reconciliation. The amazing thing for me is that Japanese of the period would have recognized this reference. They would have gotten this literary reference back to China's classical past. And so they would have enjoyed that allusion, that pun. And it suggests the high level of education among even commoners at the time. And then next, we come to the image itself, where there's a real appreciation of the beauty of technique, the fastidiousness of the application of colors, and so on, a real appreciation of quality, even again, among commoners. And then finally, this is a fashion plate. Although this is meant to represent a Chinese emperor and his consort, in fact, the artist depicts them as very fashionable young Edoites of the period, with this man in his striped kimono and this woman wearing this very, very bold design of bamboo on her long-sleeved kimono. Hadanobu also produces other prints showing two people playing a singular instrument. So it's this idea of two people making music together with all of its suggestions of romance and sexual innuendo.
To discover how this print is also a hidden calendar, press the green button.